Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join me at 8 o'clock this morning to talk about a series of things related to both the Constitution Party as well as the larger political and domestic scene in the United States. Speaking of that, there are all kinds of things out there that we'll try and take a look at in the first hour of the show. Daniel Ellsberg made a very interesting speech, and part of the transcript of that speech can be found at antiwar.com. It's entitled, A Coup Has Occurred. There were a lot of us on the right who did not like Daniel Ellsberg during the Vietnam War, but lo and behold, he's saying a lot of things now that make an awful lot of sense. And when you read what he has to say at antiwar.com today in the speech transcript, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. He's hitting a lot of the same themes that Mike Piper and Mark Lennon and Mark Dankoff would talk about at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Is this truly a situation where left and right have coalesced behind some ideas that indicate that maybe the federal government and government generally have gotten completely out of hand? Ellsberg paints a roadmap of the direction in which we are traveling in the Middle East that apparently has us headed toward a war with Iran. He believes that that war is likely to occur in the next year and a half or less. I agree with him. Let's hope that he's wrong. Let's hope that I'm wrong. Fox News reported yesterday that the Senate approved a symbolic rebuke of Iran, and Iran focus picked up on the Fox News report, which is as follows. Washington byline, it says that the Senate on Wednesday overwhelmingly approved a measure sending another rebuke to Tehran. This one aimed at sending a message to the Islamic regime to end military tactics targeting U.S. forces in Iraq. The vote came one day after Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad told international leaders gathered at the U.N. General Assembly that Iran only seeks a peaceful nuclear program and said that the conversation on the Iranian nuclear program, quote, is now closed, unquote. The Senate, says Fox News, showing it was not convinced by Ahmadinejad's proclamations, approved the non-binding measure on a 76-22 vote. It was sponsored by Senators John Kyle, Republican of Arizona, and Joe Lieberman, Independent of Connecticut. The measure, an amendment to the Defense Authorization Bill under consideration in the Senate, is in response to growing concerns over Iranian support for insurgent activity in Iraq. Military officials say Iranian weapons have been discovered in insurgent hands, and U.S. officials have captured agents with alleged Iranian ties. The amendment calls on the State Department to designate Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as a, quote, foreign terrorist organization, unquote. The designation would allow for more economic sanctions to be set against the country. The measure's opponents, which include Senator Jim Webb, Democrat of Virginia, said the language is too open-ended and could be construed as Senate authorization to use force against Iran. One portion of the amendment reads, quote, it is the sense of the Senate that it should be the policy of the United States to combat, contain, and roll back the violent activities and destabilizing influence inside Iraq of the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran, its foreign facilitators such as Lebanese Hezbollah, and its indigenous Iraqi proxies, unquote. Senator Webb said Tuesday, quote, this proposal is Dick Cheney's fondest pipe dream. It is not a prescription for success. At best, it's a deliberate attempt to divert attention from a failed diplomatic policy. At worst, it could be read as a backdoor method of gaining congressional validation for action without one hearing or without serious debate, unquote. At the urging of Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levine, Lieberman and Kyle took steps Tuesday to remove the most controversial parts of their measure. Lieberman said Webb was off base on his interpretation of his proposal. Well, according to Mark Dankoff, Jim Webb is entirely on base. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Start, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join us in approximately 1 hour from now to talk about all the latest things that are going on that affect you, the average American, you, the member of the populist right. Mary Start, I think, is one of the really fine people in the business, both in terms of political acumen, ability to think, ideological soundness, and great media ability, which is why I'm sure she has the position that she has with the Constitution Party, and it's a real privilege to have her on this show once a week. Here's one for you, folks, in regard to double meanings. Joe Lieberman said that Jim Webb was off base on Senator Webb's interpretation of the Lieberman-Kyle proposal as it relates to Iran. Here's what Lieberman said, quote, "Our colleague," meaning Mr. Webb, "has given the darkest possible interpretation." The darkest possible interpretation. "There is no intention of declaring war," Lieberman said. You know what's interesting here? Lieberman is telling the truth. But what he doesn't say is that Senator Webb has given the darkest possible interpretation, because that's what all the evidence points to. And when Lieberman says that there's no intention of declaring war, I would affirm Lieberman there as well. They didn't declare war before we invaded Iraq in March of 2003. There's no intention of declaring war now, Mr. Lieberman, because you know that Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and their Zionist backers, including you, are simply going to attack Iran without a constitutional declaration of war and without a serious consultation of the American people. In that regard, Mr. Lieberman has it down correctly. And so does Mr. Webb, by the way, in giving it the darkest possible interpretation. Daniel Ellsberg has given it the darkest possible interpretation as well. So have I. So has Mark Glenn. So has Michael Collins Piper. This is exactly what we are heading toward, folks. And some of the things we'll talk about this morning before Mary Starr comes on, I think, will accentuate that this is an entirely reasonable interpretation of the facts. Speaking of facts, here's one for you. In yesterday's London Financial Times of London, Wednesday, September the 26th, page 6 in the World News section, a story that you need to see. It's entitled, Chinese Buy Into Conspiracy Theory. Rothschild's book, A Hit in Beijing. Bestseller touches a nerve on currency. This comes to us with a Beijing byline from Richard McGregor of the London Financial Times. It's talking about a book entitled Currency Wars. The author of this book is Song Hongbing, and there are a series of things that Mr. Hongbing talks about, including, number one, whoever controls the issuance of currency can control the entire country. Number two, the Federal Reserve System is really controlled by the New York Bank of Federal Reserve, which is controlled by five banks, Citi, Chase Manhattan, Morgan Trust, Hanover, and Chemical Banks. And finally, according to Mr. Hongbing in his book Currency Wars, George Soros's secret relationship with the Rothschild Circle made him the leader of the most powerful and secretive financial group in the world, unquote. Mr. McGregor says, the Battle of Waterloo, the deaths of six U.S. presidents, the rise of Adolf Hitler, the deflation of the Japanese bubble economy, the 1997-1998 Asian financial crisis, and even environmental destruction in the developing world. In a new Chinese bestseller, Currency Wars, these disparate events spanning two centuries have a single root cause, the control of money issuance through history by the Rothschild banking dynasty. Even today, claims author Song Hongbing, the U.S. Federal Reserve remains a puppet of private banks, which also ultimately owe their allegiance to the ubiquitous Rothschilds. Such an overarching conspiracy theory might matter as little as the many fetid tracks that can still be found in the West about the gnomes of Zurich and Wall Street's manipulation of global finance. But in China, which is in the midst of a lengthy debate about opening its financial system under U.S. pressure, the book has become a surprise hit and is being read at senior levels of government and business. Quote, some senior heads of companies have been asking me if this is all true, unquote, says Ha Yiming, the chief economist of China International Capital Corporation, the largest local investment bank. The book, says Richard McGregor, also gives ammunition, however haywire, to many in China who argue that Beijing should resist pressure from the U.S. and other countries to allow its currency, the renminbi, to appreciate. The book's publisher, a unit of the state-owned Citic Group, said Currency Wars had sold nearly 200,000 copies, with an estimated 400,000 extra pirated copies in circulation as well. Mr. Song, an IT consultant and amateur historian who has lived in the United States since 1994 and is now based in Washington, says his interest was sparked by trying to uncover what lay behind the Asian crisis in 1997. After he began blogging some of his findings, his friend suggested he find a publisher for a longer work. He professes himself surprised by the book's success. Quote, I never imagined it could be so hot and that top leaders would be reading it, unquote, he said during a book tour in Shanghai. People in China are nervous about what's going on in financial markets, but they don't know how to handle the real dangers. This book gives them some ideas, unquote. The thing that shocked him the most, he says, was his discovery that the Fed is a privately owned and run bank. Quote, I never imagined that a central bank could be a private body, unquote, he says. The Fed does describe itself, says Richard McGregor, as an unusual mixture of public and private elements. While its seven governors are all appointed by the U.S. president, private banks do hold shares in its 12 regional reserve banks. But Mr. Song ignores the government's role and argues that the Fed's key functions are ultimately controlled by five banks, such as Citibank, all of which have maintained a quote-unquote close relationship with the Rothschilds. Mr. Song is defensive about his focus on the Rothschilds and what the book depicts as their Jewish clannishness. Quote, the Chinese people think that the Jews are smart and rich, so we should learn from them, he says. Even me, I think they are really smart, maybe the smartest people on earth, unquote. John Benjamin, chief executive of the Board of Deputies of British Jews, says, quote, the Chinese have the highest regard for what they see as Jewish intellectual and commercial acumen, with little or no concurrent culture of anti-Semitism, unquote. But he adds, this claim, meaning the claims of Mr. Hong Bing and currency wars, this claim, however, plays to the most discredited and outmoded canards surrounding Jews and their influence. That it should gain currency in the world's most important emerging economy is a great concern, unquote. The book has been ridiculed in internet postings in China for exaggerating the lingering influence of the Rothschilds and being a rewrite of already existing conspiracy theories in the West. Mr. Ha puts the book's popularity down to the decade-long stagnation in Japan and the Asian financial crisis, which he says had a profound impact on many Chinese policymakers. Such officials remain deeply suspicious of advice from Western countries to open up the financial system and float the currency. Quote, they think it is just a new way of looting developing countries, unquote, Mr. Ha says. Now, when you look at this article, this again goes back to yesterday's London Financial Times of London, page 6 in the World News section, Wednesday, September the 26th. There is a photo of Song Hong Bing, and this photo comes directly from CITIC. And as you read through this whole summary, once again, I will repeat the what the state-owned CITIC group summarizes of this book in 3 points. These are Mr. Hong Bing's points. You can figure out whether or not the shoe fits, both for China and the United States and for other world governments. Number one, whoever controls the issuance of currency can control the entire country. Number two, the Fed system is really controlled by the New York Bank of Federal Reserve, which is controlled by five banks, Citi, Chase Manhattan, Morgan Trust, Hanover, and Chemical Banks. Number three, George Soros' secret relationship with the Rothschild Circle made him the leader of the most powerful and secretive financial group in the world. Again, that's from the book Currency Wars. The author is Song Hong Bing. This is something that is being distributed throughout China. The Chinese are beginning to figure out that maybe this New World Order is not all that it was cracked up to be. And maybe there's a trade-off. Just as there was a proposed trade-off offered to Jesus Christ by Satan in Matthew chapter 4. Thankfully, the Son of God said no. Let's take a look at another article today. This one comes from Another Day in the Empire and is talking about Norman Podhoretz, the little demon on Bush's shoulder. On the Think Progress website, we're told in this article, in the so-called radical right-wing agenda column, there's a post by Satyam that informs us that Norman Podhoretz has Bush's ear. First and foremost, it is no secret that Podhoretz, one of the most dangerous neocons on the planet, has Bush's attention. And second, the neocon agenda is not radical right-wing, quote-unquote, as the old broken-down left-right political paradigm no longer works. Podhoretz's sermon on the White House Mount is simply another chapter in the neocon neo-lib plan to domesticate the Middle East by way of cruise missile and bunker busters. Quote, the Political reports today that President Bush has been listening to Podhoretz's radical agenda, recently enlisting Podhoretz to discuss his views on Iran, Satyam writes. In a meeting that was not on the president's public schedule, Bush and Karl Rove sat listening to Norman Podhoretz for roughly 45 minutes at the White House, unquote. This is Mark Danhaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starr at the Constitution Party joins me at approximately 8 a.m. Stay tuned.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back, Mark Danhaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join me in approximately half an hour from now to talk about a series of things related to your life and to mine as we continue to move toward an international banking crisis, as we continue to move toward a potential collapse of the American economy, as we continue to see more unconstitutional developments taking place in the American government, and as we clearly seem to be moving in the direction of an expansion of this war in the Middle East, endgame, Iran, Pakistan, and as we read yesterday looking at Philip Giraldi's essay in antiwar.com, we have a pretty good idea as to what World War II looked like and what World War III will look like. Take a look at what Phil Giraldi says about this. We looked at the piece yesterday, What World War III May Look Like. That's the title. Maybe it should be changed, as I suggested yesterday, to What World War III Will Look Like. Who's behind it? Maybe the Chinese are onto something. And page six of yesterday's London Financial Times of London, Wednesday, September the 26th, Chinese buy into conspiracy theory. The Rothschild Banking Consortium. Are they still behind these events, folks? Think you can say that, in fact, they may very well be? I happen to believe that they are. Let's take a look at another day in the empire again, and that essay on Norman Podhoretz, keeping in mind his connections to both Commentary Magazine and to the American Jewish Committee. Norman Podhoretz, again, has the ear of President Bush, according to this essay. He has, of course, been signed on, we know this publicly, signed on, as a foreign policy advisor to Mr. Warmonger himself, Rudolph Giuliani. Mr. Giuliani is pushing for a wider war in the Middle East. Mr. Giuliani, of course, is in the back pocket of Zionist interests. Mr. Giuliani is one of the great frontmen and spokesmen of all time for the Israeli lobby, with one exception. His role in this, Mr. Giuliani's role in this, is so absolutely obvious that it does not adhere to the traditional CIA doctrine of plausible deniability. And by bringing Norman Podhoretz into his public persona, and by bringing Mr. Podhoretz on his team as a foreign policy advisor, Mr. Giuliani has once again tipped his hand as to what he will do if he becomes president and who he will be doing it on behalf of. This also gets into Hillary Clinton, doesn't it? More on that one shortly. But at any rate, Satyam writes, according to what we see at Another Day in the Empire, that Podhoretz met with Bush and Karl Rove. According to this account, Karl Rove was silent throughout, though he took notes. The president listened diligently, Podhoretz said, as he recounted the conversation months later, but he, quote, didn't tip his hand, unquote. I did say to the president, says Podhoretz, that people ask, why are you spending all this time negotiating sanctions? Time is passing. I said, my friend Robert Kagan wrote a column in which he said you were giving futility its chance. And both he and Karl Rove burst out laughing. It struck me, Podhoretz added, that if they really believed that there was a chance for these negotiations and sanctions to work, they would not have laughed. They would have got their backs up and said, no, no, it's not futile. There's a very good chance, unquote. Naturally, the neocons have opposed negotiations and sanctions from the start, says Another Day at the Empire, preferring instead a concerted mass murder campaign, as Podhoretz, quote, has argued that if we were to bomb the Iranians, as I hope and pray we will, we'll unleash a wave of anti-Americanism all over the world that will make the anti-Americanism we've experienced so far look like a love fest. By enlisting Podhoretz's advice, says Another Day in the Empire, President Bush is demonstrating that there isn't any idea too radical for him to consider. Podhoretz welcomes this anti-Americanism as well. It is part and parcel of the neocon philosophy to isolate the United States, even invite retaliatory terrorism, and thus inculcate the American public with more strident and irrational anti-Arab and Muslim sentiment that will be translated into sustained. The neocons tell us that the GWOT will last 100 years or more. Sustained violence against targeted nations and peoples. As the Brothers Grimm story of cave-dwelling terrorists who attack us because they quote-unquote hate our freedom demonstrates, it is relatively easy to brainwash the American public. Relatively easy to brainwash the American public. As the International Relations Center notes, Podhoretz is obsessed with all things centered on the Holocaust in Israel. Quote, Podhoretz gained a reputation while at Commentary Magazine for overusing Holocaust imagery to describe contemporary events, unquote. This preoccupation also found expression in neoconservatives' views on Israel, according to the International Relations Center. As neocon Midge Decker once wrote while criticizing politicians whom she felt were not sufficiently supportive of Israel, quote, in a world full of ambiguities and puzzlements, one thing is absolutely easy both to define and locate. That is the Jewish interest, the continued security, and in those happy places where the term applies, well-being of the Jews worldwide rests with a strong, vital, prosperous, self-confident United States, unquote. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Plenty of time to sign up for the No More Wars for Israel conference, October 12th through the 14th in Los Angeles. More on that shortly. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will have Mary Starrett with us in approximately half an hour from now to talk about items of interest that pertain to the Constitution Party and also to the American conservative movement generally. We've been looking at a series of essays this morning, making reference to what Daniel Ellsberg says at antiwar.com. Mr. Ellsberg says that a coup has occurred. Does that make him a conspiracy theorist, or does that make him correct? When we look at what happened yesterday in the United States Senate, where the Kyle Lieberman resolution passed, a resolution that Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, in dissent, says provides cover for an American intervention militarily in Iran, Lieberman says that that's the darkest possible interpretation. Senator Webb's interpretation. and that according to Lieberman, we're not planning on declaring war. Interesting statement. Webb's perception I believe to be the correct one. All the evidence points to the darkest possible interpretation. And Lieberman is correct. When these guys bring these dark things to pass, they won't declare war because they have no regard for the Constitution of the United States. And Mr. Lieberman is clearly a tool of the Israeli government and the Israeli intelligence community. I think that it does not take a great genius to connect those dots. And when we look at Joseph Lieberman and John Kyle and the other neocons in the United States Senate, there lurks the ghostly presence of Norman Podhoretz of Commentary Magazine, now officially linked up to Rudolph Giuliani, but advising George Bush and Karl Rove. As we look at what Another Day in the Empire has to say about all of this, they say that, of course, it is, to say the least, presumptive to declare all Jews support the, quote, continued security of Israel, as that's described by Midge Dechter, that is to say, Israel's hegemonic ambition to be attained by an ever-increasing rate of serial murder, plunder, and engineered misery endlessly inflicted upon millions of people, all of it facilitated and bankrolled by the United States, as threats against Israel's security, as Lavia Rokach has noted, are entirely mythical. Israel's Arab policy, in its most intimate particulars, is one of deliberate acts of provocation, intended to generate Arab hostility and thus to create pretext for armed action and territorial expansion, unquote, explains Asir H. Aruri. Norman Podhoretz is one of several primary abettors of this policy, a sort of traveling salesman, says Another Day at the Empire, shuttling between Tel Aviv and Washington, a fact made apparent by the ease of Podhoretz's appearance on both U.S. and Israeli television, insisting the United States bomb Iranian kindergarten classrooms and hospitals. However, as Christopher Wilcox writes in a review of Podhoretz's murder fantasy, World War IV, the American people are the sticking point of the neocon agenda to unleash a century of war and untold carnage. Quote, for Mr. Podhoretz, political will is again the crucial question. Will the American people have the strength and the staying power for the current conflict? The leading indicators from the president's cratering poll numbers to public doubts about the war in Iraq provide ample grounds for pessimism. Mr. Podhoretz says that he remains hopeful but adds, quote, the jury is still out and it will not return a final verdict for some time to come, unquote. Verdicts, however, says Another Day in the Empire, have a funny way of waffling after manufactured terrorist events designed to outrage the witless who believe Arabs are capable of violating the laws of science, sort of like Baba Yaga providing Ivan the Fool with a magic carpet. If you'd like a taste of what Podhoretz's war will look like, says Another Day in the Empire, read former CIA officer Philip Giraldi's latest post over at the anti-war site. Quote, Podhoretz undoubtedly sees the current global conflict as something that is good and necessary, both containable and winnable. But as his judgment on Iraq was fallible, his prediction of Iran's rapid destruction is also unreliable. It might be useful to imagine just how war with Iran could play out if the Iranians don't roll over and surrender at the first whiff of grape shot, unquote. Phil Giraldi's speculation, says Another Day in the Empire, a minor incident leading to a full-blown regional nuclear war is entirely plausible. Indeed, it may become a horrific reality now that the little neocon demon Norman Podhoretz, deemed the unrepentant neocon by the Wall Street Journal, has taken roost on Bush's shoulder. This is the essay at Another Day in the Empire, Podhoretz, the little demon on Bush's shoulder. Podhoretz, the current foreign policy advisor to Rudolph, let's have another war, Giuliani. Is this a conspiracy? Are Jewish central banking interests involved in it? Is the Israeli government involved in it? Is the Israeli Mossad manipulating all of this? Is there a disproportionate Jewish role in the American news media, which is trying to legitimize the views of Norman Podhoretz and Rudolph Giuliani and Abe Foxman? without being irreverent when it comes to the Roman Catholic institution, of which I am not a part, I would say, is the Pope a Catholic? Is the Pope a Catholic? Answer that one for yourselves, folks, but it seems to me to be abundantly evident that all of the available evidence shows that we are going to war, shows who's behind it, shows what the agenda is. And again, like Another Day in the Empire, I would recommend going back and taking a look at Phil Giraldi's post at antiwar.com. We read that essay yesterday. It is an essay worth reading again. It is an essay worth sending to your friends. Mr. Giraldi has been on this show, Mark Dankos America, and his piece is entitled, What World War III May Look Like. May Look Like. I will say that I hope that Mr. Giraldi's scenario does not happen, but I think if I had written his very fine essay, if I had had that kind of analytical ability and writing skill, I would have entitled it, What World War III Will Look Like. Will Look Like. Now, if that's your perspective, and it's certainly mine, what do we do about it? Well, one thing we can do is support the No More Wars for Israel conference that Mark Leonard, the American Free Press, is putting together for Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. Mark is working overtime, folks, and by overtime, I mean overtime with a capital O, to make this thing happen. He's putting together the logistics. He's recruited the financing. He's involved in making the hotel room and plane reservations for the speakers. He is trying to get this thing networked around the world with all of the additional people that have been invited to this conference. I tell you, Mark Glenn needs our support. He needs our prayer. He needs our financial support. He needs our encouragement in the way of positive emails for doing what he's doing. How many of us out there, including me, could take this on? Mark's taking it on with all of his responsibilities at AFP and with a wife and eight kids. A wife and eight kids, folks, and trying to take care of his place in Idaho and do all the things that he does on behalf of people around the world that are not publicized ever. Now he's putting together this conference on top of it all. We need to support him and to support him with all of our gifts, prayer, and also with financial help for right now. Let's take a look at this website, http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. If you happen to believe, as I think Philip Giraldi believes at Buchanan's American Conservative, that we are headed for war, and if you understand what Mr. Giraldi seems to understand and what our friends at Another Day in the Empire understand as to who's behind it, you need to support this conference. No More Wars for Israel, Southern California, Orange County, weekend of October 12th through the 14th. Here are the details. Hotel rooms are $124 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration is $150 per person, couples $175. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. Those not wishing to eat, which does not include me, by the way, can get a discounted rate. Those not able to attend, says Mark Glenn, we need donations. We need donations. Please consider helping us out. You can send checks or money orders to Mark Glenn at the following address: P.O. Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho 83809. That's Mark Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho 83809. If you're interested in sending something online via a credit card, the information is here at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com in regard to how to do that. Who are the confirmed speakers at this point? This is the list as we presently have it. Mark is working on some additions that you would not believe, by the way, but here is the confirmed list as of right now. Phil Turney, survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty and former president of the Liberty Veterans Association, AFP correspondent, author, and radio talk show host Michael Collins Piper. By the way, I got a note from Mike this morning. He was very appreciative of the fact that I had publicized the distribution of his latest article on Israel and the Magal Company controlling American nuclear weapons and nuclear weapons sites, that this whole thing went as far as the Kavkaz Center in Chechnya. Mike was not aware that it was out there. Very appreciative of the fact that we had informed him of this And he, in turn, is, I think, distributing this whole thing around the world. I have taken the step, by the way, of contacting the Kavkaz Center in Chechnya and saying, by the way, the guy whose article you ran is a very good friend of mine, and he's going to be at the same conference where I will be, a No More Wars for Israel conference in Los Angeles, October 12th through the 14th. Will you publicize it? I asked the Kavkaz Center in Chechnya, and would you like to be involved in terms of sending a representative? We will see what they say, but all of that began because of the very fine work of Michael Collins Piper, with what he had to say about the Magal Security Company and the way in which they enable Israel to control American nuclear weapons sites and American nuclear weapons security. Here are some of the other people coming to the No More Wars for Israel conference in L.A. in October. Patrick Grimm of Zionist Watch, AFP columnist and RBN radio host Mark Dankoff, I think you've heard of that guy, Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television, and also the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's one I'm really excited about, Bedros Hajian, an expert on the Zionist role in the Armenian genocide. You know, we'll remember, of course, that we had when we had Christopher John Bjerknes on the show that we covered this in great detail. I'm looking forward to having Bedros Hajian on this show at some future juncture and also meeting him out in Los Angeles so that I can expand my own meager knowledge of this very, very important subject of Zionism as it relates to the Armenian genocide in the first part of the 20th century. Father Christopher Hunter will be out there, by the way, traditional Catholic priest, patriotic author, and longtime anti-Zionist activist. Vote fraud investigator and anti-Zionist activist Jim Condit Jr. will be at this conference in Los Angeles. Mark Green will be out there. You will, of course, remember Mark from Marwin Media. He and his now wife, Wendy Campbell, will both join us out there in L.A. Very, very important people there. Dr. Cal Cobb Sadiq, the publisher of the Islamic magazine New Trends, will be out there in Los Angeles. Of course, Mark Glenn will have to be out there, right? He's out there because he's coordinating the conference, but also because he's going to speak. That's Mark Glenn of both the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross. Tito Howard, the investigator and filmmaker in the 1967 Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, will be a featured speaker. Professor Ray Goodwin of the Barnes Review. Chuck Carlson, founder of We Hold These Truths and Project Straight Gate Ministries, will be present in L.A. Black nationalist leader Dr. Robert Brock. 9/11 widow and truth activist Ellen Mariani, who will discuss her present situation. There's been an update on that, by the way, in the latest American Free Press. Take a look at that article on Ellen Mariani and what she has been through. AFP gives you the latest on that subject. I will look forward to meeting Mrs. Mariani out there in Los Angeles. Eileen Fleming, owner of, among other things, WeAreWideAwake.org. WeAreWideAwake.org, very fine journalist and author who's been on this show. And Joachim Martello, a well-known Muslim American writer, researcher, and activist. That's what's presently on tap for Los Angeles, October 12th through the 14th at the No More Wars for Israel conference. But now there are some new invitations, and these are just the ones that we can publicly talk about, by the way. There are some others that Mark Glenn is working on that he has asked me not to mention publicly at this point. But in terms of the open public invitations that are out there, President Jimmy Carter, former Prime Minister of Malaysia, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, Professors Mearsheimer and Walt, the authors of the controversial book, The Israeli Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy, former U.N.'s Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, and former Undersecretary of the Treasury and nationally syndicated columnist Paul Craig Roberts. Again, folks, join up with this conference and say with one voice, no more wars for Israel. Be a part of it. Come out to Los Angeles if you can, October 12th through the 14th. If that is not possible, please support this effort. Support it with your prayer and help Mark Glenn financially with donations to the extent that you can. Again, that's Mark Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Mark Glenn at the following address, P.O. Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. All of this information is there at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. If you want to contribute something financially via secure electronic means, that website will enable you to do it. This then leads me to three other pitches that I'll make at this particular juncture in the broadcast. support the Republic Broadcasting Network. John Stadtmiller has been very faithful to do the same things at RBN that Mark Glenn is doing with this No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California. Mr. Stadtmiller has put together a fine team of hosts. He has been very supportive of all of these programs and all the people that are involved in this on a nationwide basis. He needs you, we need you, and we need you now, and we need you on an ongoing basis. You can find us at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That is www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can also give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. That leads me to pitch number three this morning. Support the American Free Press. Every issue that I receive of that newspaper tells me that they are doing the same things in print that we're doing through the electronic airwaves. Get a subscription to AFP, extend an existing subscription, buy books from AFP, tell your friends about them, and send a gift their way as well at 1-800-699-NEWS. That's 1-800-699-NEWS. Mary Starr will be with me after the top of the hour. Well, at the top of the hour, I'll do 5 minutes of read. We'll have Mary on after the first commercial break. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live at San Antonio from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Back, Mark Dan Cross America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Been looking at all kinds of news items in the first hour of the show. We made reference to Daniel Ellsberg's speech that you can find at antiwar.com. It's entitled, A Coup Has Occurred. Some of the things in that speech suggest that there is a coalescence between right and left on this whole issue of what has happened to America. We took a look at the Lieberman-Kyle proposal for Iran, which passed the U.S. Senate yesterday, which Senator Jim Webb of Virginia thinks is a prescription for war. I happen to agree with Senator Webb. We looked at Another Day in the Empire and the essay there about Norman Podhoretz, warmonger par excellence. That essay is entitled The Little Demon on Bush's Shoulder. There's another essay which I will not have time to get to today, and it is absolutely pivotal. Jerry Mazza has a posted online journal entitled The Lessons of Ahmadinejad at Columbia. I hope that I can get to that essay at least in part tomorrow with some of my conversation with Mark Glenn in the show's second hour. The Lessons of Ahmadinejad at Columbia, that's Jerry Mazza at the online journal. And speaking, by the way, of Mark Glenn, his piece in the October 1st American Free Press is absolutely terrifying. It's in the so-called murder and intrigue category. Mark says that more than half a dozen active duty servicemen involved in high-profile and highly political events have died recently in non-combat incidents. Some observers allege they were killed because of explosive information they possessed, a situation made worse by the lack of information made available from government agencies. The first case involves two soldiers, Sergeant Omar Mora and Staff Sergeant Yance T. Gray, killed in a vehicle accident in Iraq shortly after the piece The War as We Saw It appeared in the New York Times. The piece was highly critical and contradictory to the rosy picture that is being painted of U.S. success in Iraq given in the Petraeus Report issued to Congress. Another serviceman co-authoring the piece, Staff Sergeant Jeremy Murphy, was shot on the head in Iraq in August but survived. The other recent deaths involve members of the Air Force who have been tied directly or indirectly to the incident August 30th when five nuclear-tipped cruise missiles were accidentally, quote-unquote, flown from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Readers may recall AFP's interview in the September 24th issue with Larry Johnson, former director of operations for the Central Intelligence Agency, who pointed out the highly irregular nature of this incident and how, given the ultra-strict rules and protocols involved in handling nuclear weapons, it was impossible for it to have been an accident. Now several service personnel involved in this incident have died. The first case, according to Mark Glenn, involves Airman Todd Blue, part of the 5th Security Forces Squadron that provides 24-hour security services at Minot Air Force Base. Authorities said Blue's death is still under investigation. Next are the deaths of 1st Lieutenant Weston Kissel, a B-52 pilot assigned to the 23rd Bomb Wing, and Airman Adam Bars, both killed in crashes. On September the 15th, a husband and wife, both active-duty personnel serving at Barksdale Air Force Base, were killed in a motorcycle accident on which they were riding. No other information regarding their names or ranks is yet available. And yet earlier that same week, another husband and wife team, Master Sergeants Melvin and Lisa Peel, were both struck by a forklift at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base outside Tucson. Melvin Peel died, but his wife survived. And next is the death of Captain John Frua, assigned to Hurlburt Field, located in Pensacola. Is there a connection between these deaths and what Mark Glenn has reported in the American Free Press? We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true.